The next patient is Avilda Cordero. The last name, Cordero, G-O-R-D-E-R-O. The last name, Avilda. A, V like in Victor, I-L-D-A. Number one. 76-year-old, Hispanic female, that is a patient of Dr. Tussain, that has chronic kidney disease with a stage 3-8, most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The patient, as mentioned before, is 76 years old, has a BMI that is the latest evaluation of the lab that was done on January 25th, 2024. And the albumin creatinine ratio was 24, which is within normal range. In the CBC, the patient hemoglobin went up to 11.2. She was lower before, and she had at Dr. Toussaint's, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T office, the patient had a C-reactive protein that was elevated. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with Dr. Toussaint, and we are going to evaluate the kappa lambda ratio and the serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation to see if we can explain the elevation in the CRP. On the other hand, the patient had a urinary tract infection that was treated by the primary. And the patient has pain in the right lower extremity, most likely associated to osteoarthritis. The following number, the patient is obese, and she was advised to decrease the caloric intake. Following number, hyperglycemia under control. Following number, the patient has a history of bronchial asthma with exacerbations. That could be another reason too. Increase the C-reactive protein. In any event, we are going to keep a very close follow-up, and we are going to send her to see her back in the office in June. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we spend 18 minutes in the documentation, 6 minutes.